if she has seen this clip from, well, I think it was back in 1980, 81, something like that. I think it says up on the screen here. Listen to this, Larry Grothwell.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
There you go, 1982, No Place to Hide, the documentary. Joining me now is Christy Hutchinson. Christy, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Christy. Have you seen that video clip of Larry?
No, I have not.
What do you
make of it? I don't know who he is. I apologize, but I don't have a clue and didn't know who he was.
That's all right.
But about the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers.
Yes, he had penetrated the Weather Underground in Ohio for state police, or for police in Ohio. And then when they found out, when it became discovered as to exactly what they were doing, he then became, I think, an FBI informant. It went to the federal level. And what is very interesting about this, of course, is that and I interviewed him, as you heard me say, I have an audio about an hour interview where he was talking about Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn. This is who Barack Obama, many believe, started his career in Bill Ayers' living room, right? Some people believe that it is Bill Ayers that ghost wrote Obama's books. And what is very disturbing is that those people now have gathered complete control, really, of our federal government. And if you want to write down another book, you will find very interesting to fit with the research you're doing. That is a book called In Their Own Words. And it is written by a good friend of mine who I have on here regularly, and that is Terry Turchi. Terry is the former deputy assistant director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI. He, of course, is highly critical of the FBI now. That's one reason why he comes on my program. And he says the only thing similar to the FBI now is when I was there are the initials FBI. That's it. And he's very, very critical. But his whole book, Christy, is on the Weather Underground and how they have taken over the federal government. So here you have a former deputy assistant director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, Terry Turchi, writing the book in their own words, saying, here's the Weather Underground mentality. Here were the goals of the Weather Underground. Here's the goals of their 1973-74 manifesto, Prairie Fire. And now hear how it's all being manifested. And these very people and their ideology has taken over the Department of Justice and taken over the FBI. Now, this is Terry Turchi. I mean, the guy who was on the seventh floor briefing the FBI director, Louis Freeh, working with, at the time, Janet Reno, Attorney General. And now he's saying these radicals of the Weather Underground have taken over the government. Now you bring in the clip by Larry Grothwell from 1982 saying, we're going to have to take, a bunch of them, re-educate them. And in the Southwest deserts, about 25 million aren't going to take it and they're going to have to be eliminated. How do you think, hearing all this now for the first time, how do you think this fits with putting together the pieces of the puzzle of what you're finding out now, Christy?
Well, first, I want to be really clear. I'm not a journalist, and I'm not an investigative reporter. I want to make that very clear.
It just seems like it when I watch your stuff, so that's a compliment.
I come from a very unique lens. I worked in D.C. for over 20, our company, for a very long time. We come from a defense lens, right? Defense contracting. So when you're a defense contractor, you have privy to a lot of information. Also, you have privileges within looking at DOD contracts, whether it's from the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, DOJ, DOD, whatever, DLA, whatever that is. And so when I stepped out and stepped down as CEO of my company, very lucrative career, great contracts. Been in the Pentagon, been in both the House and the Senate, other places in meetings. Our company was in theater is in war zones in Afghanistan. We spent over 5 years in Afghanistan, specifically under Barack Obama. We helped with the troop drawdown over there as well. We were charged with wars, looking at wars on different fronts under the President Trump's administration. And so when I stepped out to do what I'm doing 2 weeks into the, well, back up, it was before the Biden administration in 2020. When I walked away, what everybody would say, what are you crazy, Christy? This is lucrative. You have a great life. You have a great career. But I'm a Christian and God called me to doing what I'm doing. I stepped down as CEO of my company and I started going out and trying to educate people on what was at risk for this nation and uncovering a lot of the corruption in the deep state. And by the way, that corruption is both Republican, Democrat, and independent. And I want to be very clear about this. And so when you have the military industrial complex, which really fuels a lot of the fire, so to speak, we don't have time to unpack all of this stuff today. So when I went on the border, I've been on the border since 2 weeks into the Biden regime, looking at it from a national security perspective and a domestic security. So much stuff that I could go into about the terrorist activity, China, Russia, Iran, working with the cartels. We definitely can get into that if you want to unpack that this evening. But when you look at what's going on right now, it's a war machine. And what I mean by that, this is a very strategic military operation. And yes, when you look at Weather Underground, when you look at Bill Ayers, you look at Rules for Radicals, you look at Obama, you look at Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all of these individuals who they looked up to.
Yes.
And these were mentors, right?
Yes.
They believe this Marxist communist style ideology. And a lot of it really, if you look at Hitler, and you look at what Hitler did and everything from Goebbels, who was his intelligence propaganda machine. He was brilliant at it. When you look at their strategy and how they were able to pull in a nation to do what they did, right, to lead millions of Jews to the slaughterhouse, basically to eradicate a population. It's very reminiscent if you look at what the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, NATO, all of these, their doctrine and what they're trying to usher in.
And by the way, you won't get any pushback from us on that. You probably don't know that I wrote a book in 2015, 600 pages, called The Coming Religious Reich. Reich meaning Empire Kingdom, obviously. And I detail all the similarities between 2015 at the time and what we're seeing unfold in America today. So we are in 100% agreement. Another great book by is Dr. Mark Musser called Nazi Ecology. We've been working with him for years, been in our studio many times. He really shows you how the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 agenda, which Klaus Schwab's wife is a part of helping to achieve those sustainable development goals. He explains how what Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 is today is what actually Hitler was doing. And that's his whole book, Nazi Ecology. So this audience you're speaking to, they're in agreement with you because they have done the homework to know what you're saying is absolutely true.
Well, Agenda 2030, I've last year I spoke twice at the United Nations. I was invited there. People are like really shocked when they hear that. I'm also a member of the World Economic Forum, and there's reasons. You need to be in it, right, to understand what they're doing, what their plans are. And so when you look at their Agenda 2030, by the way, last year they understood exactly what was happening and where the climate was going from the shifting of this leftist ideology. It was shifting back to a conservative point of view because they kind of overplayed their hand a little bit too quickly, I believe, because they're very arrogant. And so the agenda now is a 2025 agenda. Well, we're pretty close to that 2025 agenda. They had to supercharge it. That's right. Not my words. That's their words, supercharging to 2025. And so when you look at what is happening here in the United States, and by the way, this is happening in all the free Western worlds, open borders is not just happening here, but what's unique about the United States of America is America is in the way for the final blow to take this into a globalist economy and to wipe out the rest of the free Western world. So we are in the way. So they've opened up our borders. They were open under Obama. They almost slowed to a halt under President Trump, the disruptor. And then this was pre-planned prior to Biden taking office. I have the proof. I can show everybody the actual physical proof that this was pre-planned. Now we have an invasion. So we have an active military presence from China, Russia, Iran, the Middle East, Africa. These are military trained mercenaries and terrorists who are now in our country by the tune, what we believe is well over 3 million, by the way, because the numbers that they're giving you are wrong. We have over 30 million plus who've actually entered this country illegal under Biden's tenure. Imagine that. That's well enough to replace the population of 36 countries. So now we have the terrorists. We have a replacement force. We have replacement workers, all of these things that need to have happen. The resistance, which would be the American citizens who have had enough, who have their legal guns, that Second Amendment, right, who are going to come against us. So what do you do from a military operation? Well, you start setting up strategically. And me and my team about almost 2 years ago, year and a half ago, broke this news in Texas, for example, outside of Eagle Pass. Even the local sheriffs did not know this facility was there. And they've strategically set up these military style encampments under the disguise of intake facilities. And so when you look at how these facilities are set, this is what we would see if we were in a war zone and we needed to set up temporary barracks or tent cities to protect and defend our troops. It's very reminiscent to that. And so what a great way, under the noses of the American taxpayer, the legal American citizens, to set up these camps using our taxpayer-funded dollars. Congress just freely saying, okay, we're going to do this because we've got all these illegals and we've got to process them. Well, these facilities remain pretty empty. I talked to the Border Patrol supervisors, the sheriffs, those people who have these facilities. The beds are almost empty. Well, that's because we are catching and releasing these all into the interior of the United States. So why would we still need to set up military style intake, outtake, or holding facilities for quote unquote illegals? And what's more alarming that we can unpack is because I'm a government contractor, I have access to what's coming down the pipe. RFPs, requests for information, RFIs, our requests for proposals, requests for pricing. So I can look and see exactly what FEMA's up to. So FEMA recently has released an unprecedented request, not only for contractors, the private sector, to be able to set up these camps, but also have private security to help facilitate the security of these facilities and the humans that are going to be inside of them. But this is what really piqued my interest. It wasn't just a couple states, Brandon. It was a contract that went out for all 50 states.
And you, as a former contractor with the government, with your, you say, your very successful business, you saw these yourself.
That's correct.
And this is what we were reporting last year. I'm sure you've seen some of these pictures. Is my Stream Deck going to work, Caleb, if I push a button? Let's go to my computer then, if you would, guys. This is the pictures we were showing last year on some of these camps with Anthony Rubin. And there, most of them were in Texas. And this is what you're talking about, these kind of camps, right?
That's correct.
And we were like, wait a minute, where are all the people? Why is there, you know, other than a few people here, a lot of the camps, it looked like they weren't even being occupied. And we have talked to a few people who have gone up near them. They were difficult to find. And there weren't people in them, as you're saying. And you got guard towers, floodlights, inner fence, outer fence, you know. And what we were asking is, what the heck is it all this going to be for? And, you know, where are the children? Where are the people? And it sounds like what you're saying to me, correct me if I'm wrong, please, the whole immigration thing has been used for cover to build camps that look like they're for immigration, but they're probably really not for immigration. But having the immigration crisis causes people to think, oh, that's what those are for.
Yeah, you know, again, this is a military operation. If I were giving advice to the GOs, general officers, or in a wartime situation, you would create what I like to call it the great Trojan horse. And so you have these false narratives, or you create this chaos, or you create this scenario where you have to usher in certain solutions to these. Well, they sound really great because now we have millions of illegals here. But in reality, it's a cover for us to have military style camps set up. We also have illegals being sworn in as officers.
We know that in Illinois. We can verify that. Illinois passed a law allowing illegals. Four states have now. Only know about Illinois, but now you see it, three more to it. But yes, we have openly documented on this program Illinois illegals being allowed to be sworn in as cops and carry a gun. And now you say four states. And then you had, of course, the Chinese having their own police stations that they have been opening around the country.
And then you couple that with now they're in Congress, they're throwing around the idea to allow illegals to actually serve in our military as well, because of course, under Biden, part of the mandate for the jab was, people think it was, oh, because it's an unconstitutional mandate, the military needs to have this. It was to weaken the military, but it was to weaken the military on several fronts, in my estimated professional opinion. Well, how do you get rid of people in the military who are going to question unlawful, unconstitutional orders? Well, you flush them out pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
So you saw this massive purge of military men and women who were the bravest of the brave, in my opinion, who refused at all cost, even though they were stripped of rank pay, whether they got JQKs, Article 15s, whatever it was, it looked like they stood their ground and they said, we're not going to do this. Well, those were the ones they were concerned with because they would question unlawful orders.
That's exactly right. Yep. 100%.
That's correct. And so when you look at this from a military operation, everything that's gone on in the United States in the last 4 years, it's been on steroids under Biden because they understood they have a very short window to execute all of this. And they have had these plans for well over 50 plus years, by the way. Yes, they've morphed and changed over time, but we are so far behind the eight ball because we don't believe that this is actually happening to us within our own government. How in the world could our own government and these individuals be this evil? Why would they want to take down the United States? Why? What do they have to gain? And I say all of this, Brandon, if you look at what happened in 1972, when the World Economic Forum was created under Klaus Schwab, this was the execution of years of planning prior to start setting up what I believe is our parallel government. And so when you look at the World Economic Forum, you look at the United Nations, you look at NATO, you look at the IMF, you look at the WHO, you look at these organizations, which I believe are completely unconstitutional. We should not be funding them. We shouldn't be involved in them at all. But that is the parallel government that's been set up. So think of the World Economic Forum as the White House, the executive branch. Think of NATO as our military force. think of the IMF as our banking system. The WHO, of course, has our FDA, et cetera, and all of our pharmaceuticals. So you guys kind of get the picture.
Yes.
So they've got this parallel government that's already in place, ready to go.
Go to my computer. I wish you guys could fix my stream deck out here so I could choose the slide. But there we go. This is what you're describing from your excellent PowerPoint you sent me.
These are the enemies at the gate. And when I give this, this is very concerning. This is an incredible slideshow. I do it at the Reawaken America tours, and I update it constantly with new intel and information. I'm going to break some news tonight on your show, besides the FEMA camps. We have to understand as a nation that China and Iran, with the help of Russia, Russia's kind of like the shadow player in all of this. But China has been utilizing for the last decade plus a Belt and Road Initiative. And I'm going to tell you how close they are to now where we with us and their covert operations. They have complete control of a very important strategic location from a maritime perspective, a port in Peru. So much so, by the way, our own agencies and our military are on panic alert because of this. China also has been giving billions and billions of dollars to strategic Caribbean islands, including the Bahamas, Barbados, Puerto Rico, and of course, Cuba and some others. In the country of Barbados, for example, there is a military base. They won't say it's a military base, but it is in Barbados that China owns because, of course, they give billions of dollars to help Barbados with infrastructure and stuff. What's interesting is that we have intel and information that they have built silos under the ground in Barbados. Iran has been utilizing Venezuela.
Yes.
Venezuela is the conduit. And I've reported on this for the last several years. And if your listeners want to go back and get a lot of intel and information, they can go back and find a lot of our videos. So Iran has been working with the Maduro regime for well over 20 years. So much so that our NSA has had them on our list because we know for a fact that Venezuela will take in, there's two flights to three flights a day from Tehran that come to Venezuela. The Venezuelan regime then takes and washes passports. And so these terrorists coming in, their passports are washed. They're given new identification as legal Venezuelan citizens. They shave their beards. They try to blend in to look that ethnic group from out of Venezuela. The only way that you can really kind of tell if you're trained in a dialect to understand the different types of dialects that Spanish people utilize. Did you notice in the last year and a half how many Venezuelans have been flooding our nation?
Yes.
They're not Venezuelans, most of them, my friends. They are from terrorist organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah, Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
This and I want to just stop you there, just again. I'm not saying this to brag to the, you or the audience, but just to say I'm totally tracking with you, and just to anyone who's listening to her saying, well, do you know this to be true, what she's saying, House? I want to show you the screenshot. Caleb, show it. This is our archive. This is my vault, worldviewtube.com/vault. December 13th, 2010. That's my radio show. December 13th, 2010. Iran places medium-range missiles in Venezuela. This is what we were hearing and talking about back in 2010. We began to warn about Venezuela being used by Iran with those flights. And by the way, if you tried getting on those flights, they were always booked. You could never get on one of those flights going from Tehran to Venezuela. Usually it was the northern Venezuela, Caracas, about 1,264 miles as the crow flies to Miami. So... we're just tracking with you. Just keep going. Yeah.
No, Bolivia. Let's talk about Bolivia. Bolivia is a storehouse for the country of Iran. And when I mean a storehouse, it's a military storehouse. So in that slide presentation, we go through and we show one of those warehouses. They hold Mojadar drones. Well, what is that? Well, that's a drone that's capable of having ballistic missiles attached to the bottom of the drone, and they can reach the United States of America. This is another one. These gentlemen, these guys right here, these terrorists, They're the head of CUD forces. They were on a plane in a flight two Julys ago, bringing in cyber equipment and cyber intelligence operatives into Mexico and into Central and South America. China, it has a huge footprint with Canada. This is Iran's 6-month. This is a report I did on key takeaways for Iran's 6-month plan. By the way, this was last spring. We're well into a year now. So we have to understand they've positioned themselves, China, Russia, and Iran. They are in position. And I'm going to say the acts of our own administration, these are treasonous acts against the United States of America. They should be held accountable for treasonous acts against the United States. We need to have men and women in Congress and in the Senate who actually have a backbone and who are willing to call this out. And they need to activate every measure according to the Constitution of the United States of America to take back this government and our country, because we have rogue players. I am not calling for unrest. I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for us to legally take the Constitution and the roadmap the founding fathers gave us and replace the government. In 1861, Abraham Lincoln gave an incredible address, and he talked about this from our constitutional perspective. There is time for a revolutionary move when our government is no longer serving the people and they become so corrupt that that system must be either replaced or those individuals replaced at all costs. It is our duty.
And that's exactly what we find in our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. Not over trivial matters, but after a long train of abuses, governments are ordained by men or created by men. They're ordained by God, but created by men. The template's created by God, what governments to do, reward the righteous, punish the wicked. But they're created by men. And after a long train of abuses, man has the right to alter or abolish that abusive government and replace it with a system that will uphold those God-given rights, as government's job is not to give us our rights, but protect our God-given rights. I'm paraphrasing the Declaration of Independence. So, yeah, we have this long train of leaders, as you mentioned, Lincoln and others, who believe this to be the case. And yet, sadly, as you and I both know, Christy, and I was saying this to someone this afternoon, Americans have not been trained on what is their responsibility, that they are the government, a government of the people, by the people, for the people, the consent of the governed. And so Americans have been taught to think whatever the federal government says, you're to do it. No, we created, the states created the federal government. We couldn't even get the Constitution ratified until we implemented the 10 Bill of Rights to be handcuffs onto the central government. And they could not abridge our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion. Then, of course, through legal gymnastics and case law theory and legal positivism, they took the handcuffs off the federal government and put it on the states. Now the federal government decides when we can have freedom of speech, when we can have freedom of religion, when we can exercise our Second Amendment. So you're so right on. And I think the key is educating people. The rule of law is on our side. We don't have to be lawless because we're not lawless. They're lawless. The people doing this are lawless. The law of nature, nature's God, and our Constitution, organic documents, is on our side. We are actually the ones being lawful.
You're 100% correct on that. And they've dumbed down, and I hate to use it, but they have. They've dumbed down the education system. They took civics out. They replaced history. When you replace history, if you don't have your foundation of what made you, right? You don't know who you are. You can sway either way. And that's what they wanted to do. And so we have to understand our constitutional duty. And I'm using that word very specifically because we have a duty and a right to do so. One of the things I know me and my organization is, because I'm a solutions person. So, you know, the government paid us a lot of money to solve a whole lot of problems for them. And so when I've looked at everything that's gone on in this country, the American citizens don't have the tools, the proper tools. And so meet the number 4america.org. That's M-E-E-T, the number 4america.org, meetforamerica.org. We are bringing deputy sheriffs who work on the border. I've got Border Patrol agent who was a supervisor. I have guys who have served their militaries at the highest levels, special ops guys. I have Tom Rentz, who is a legal eagle.
He's a regular guest here.
He's incredible. And we're willing to come to your community, to your town, and spend an afternoon, a 12-hour day, that's a long day, with you to roll up our sleeves and actually train you. Not speak at you, but to train you hands-on what you need to do to give you the tools you need to protect what's most precious to you. And that is your family, your future seeds, which is your children, this great nation, the Constitution, your communities. And I've been to over 30 states. I've traveled the world. I've met with world leaders. I've been to the EU Parliament, and consistently, time and time again, they're like, what do we do? What we don't know what to do. Well, my friends, we're willing to come and train you and give you exactly what you need to do.
Give that website right again.
Meet, M-E-E-T, the number 4, America.org. Right now, we're in York, Pennsylvania. We only have 300 tickets. Please be one of those lucky ones. It's August 20, I think it's the 24th, 25th, and 26th, or 25th and 26th. However, if you want us to come to your town, our team is willing to come to your town. We have to have somebody to host it. We need a place to be able to come. We only take a very small few, 500 people or less, because we want to actually spend quality time training you. And we're going to train you how to train other people. We also, Brandon, what's unique about this, we're not going to just wipe our hands after we leave town. You're going to be now part of our family, our network. And so when the S, you know what, hits the fan, you're going to have the cavalry come. Because we're going to, hopefully, if we can come to all 50 states and we can train 500 people in that state, and then we can come back and train another 500, and those people are going to be trained to train the trainer. And we're going to continue to hold your hand. We're going to have this incredible network of individuals who understand the Constitution and they understand their rightful duty, and they're going to learn how to work with their local sheriffs. I cannot tell you how important this is. When we would train the government individuals, we would do programs very similar to this, but a little bit different. We've tweaked it quite a bit. The charge for that is $1,500 per person. We're not charging that. We're not making money off of this. I think it's $149 or $199, something like that. I don't even know. It's just enough to cover all of our costs, the training materials, everything. Because I believe in our country. I believe in our nation. I believe in the people of this country. But I don't believe we have really strong leaders anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Leader. 100% agree.
And President Donald J. Trump, we do need to put him in office, but he is not going to be able to do it alone. And they have a lot of plans up their sleeves to stop him from being president.
Are they even going to let him? I mean, are these camps so that they roll out a pandemic, the bird flu? Are they going to push us into war? Are they going to have a false flag? I mean, because
we're going to have terrorist attacks. We believe in the intel community. We're going to have multiple types of terrorist attacks. It's not going to be a 9/11 event. They're going to be more chaos events, disruptors, soft targets being
before
hit.
The election.
I believe so.
And this is your slide again. I want to go to this because it seems as though right on cue, the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, we can go to it, Caleb. The FBI director is saying this over and over. It's like, why did you not want to talk about this sooner? But this year, 2024, you start talking like this. Why? I think it's predictive programming. So I've been saying to my audience, if something happens in America, you should ask Russia, China, Iran, sure. But what you should ask first is, did the federal government do this and then blame it on one of them and then go down the checklist from there? But I would start with the federal government first, asking if they did this.
Well, I'm going to just come out and say it because that's the kind of gal I am. We have to ask ourselves this really important question. If our federal government isn't involved in this, then why have they allowed our borders to bleed?
That's right. That's right. And why would your border? Why would your government be pushing a shot on you that they know is dangerous? They didn't test, and now, of course, the Ninth Circuit, a little panel of that, has come out and said this doesn't meet the criteria of a quote legal vaccine. No, you're exactly right. Peter McCullough, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Thorpe, all the guys we have on here regularly, Dr. Judy Mikovits, back in early 2020, we were having her on and people were saying we were crazy to interview her, but everything that she said has come true, right? So here again, I'll go back to this for the sake of time. I'm going to speed it up just a tad. Here we have the director warning about something on this slide. I think they kind of know what's coming. Here, of course, the special interest alien apprehensions that are here in the country. We've gone through this before with people like Todd Bensman, who's about a weekly guest here, was here yesterday. Then, of course, we have the people in our inside our U.S. Congress that are obviously part of the red-green axis. They are, for the new people, red is the Marxist, green is the Islamist. Of course, many of these people are also part of the Progressive Caucus, which is the Marxist caucus in Congress, with national security concerns, or people like Rashida Tlaib. here. And then, of course, we have, what is this slide here? What is this one here, Christy?
So Venezuela has been posturing itself down at the border of Guyana. Mm. Well, Guyana is very important because it literally in the last couple of years, they've discovered they have the fourth largest oil reserves period in the region. So if you can control the oil and the natural resources, you can control the things that we need to live and to survive. And so Venezuela has been moving their armies along the border. Now, U.S. troops very quietly under the radar. We've moved our troops as well, and so has Brazil. And so this has been going on since around September, October of last year. It's very quiet and under the radar. We right now, as you know, I was breaking this news over 2 weeks ago prior to it getting on even Fox. Russia had been moving their nuclear warships to Cuba and to Venezuela, and also submarines, which now, by the way, a Russian sub was just off the coast of Key Largo, and they're monitoring this. So they're being very bold. And why is that? They know we have an administration, I believe, who's working with them. It's not incompetence. This is planned. This is nothing to do with incompetence. They know he's weak, but this is pre-planned, I believe. There's no other way. If you've been in this business as long as I have, you have to really look at everything. And I've talked to a lot of generals and different individuals who I've known for a long time. And even if you look at what happened in Afghanistan a couple years back, I can tell you we were in Afghanistan 5.5 years, our company. And so when you leave equipment behind and you're going to abandon or you're going to withdraw or pull out, you don't leave $87+ billion worth of highly sensitive equipment intact. And what do I mean by that? People's like, oh, well, we leave stuff behind all the time. Yeah, we do. But we either strip it or we blow it up. And we certainly don't turn over an airbase, which inside that airbase houses strategic documents and information on a lot of personnel, as well as the VIN, basically. If I'm going to equate it for you guys so you understand this in layman's terms, a VIN number for your car. Every single piece of equipment has a number attached to that. At this base, in a vault, was those numbers. Why is that important? Because now we cannot trace them. We can't track them, even on the black market. So this was purposeful to give our enemies like China and Iran to reverse technology to look at what our stuff is. So now they have better equipment to come against our military. So it's almost like an equal playing ground. It's not a mistake that you saw Iran being able to have some of the capabilities to hit Israel all of a sudden within a year and a half. This is all part of, I believe, like I said, a military operation, well thought out, well planned, well played.
Which makes sense when you think about the fact that the warp speed was military, this bioweapon military, DARPA and their involvement. And then you add in, I don't know if you've studied this much, and I hope you have, because it would fit the pieces here together well, and that is the Deagle report that I think came out in 2014, this talking about a 68.5% decline in American population, you know, in 2025, by 2025. I think Europe is over 77%. But how are they going to get us to a 68.5% decline in American population by the end of next year? Something has to be in the works. And how did they predict that? I think that came out in 2014. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do. So in the last 2 years, so almost 2 years ago, the FBI and some other federal agencies went around the country, very unbeknownst to everybody. It's not reported on because we don't have journalists anymore with any kind of integrity. So they were meeting with hospital heads, the big hospital systems, and they were asking the hospital systems to start having mass casualty events, right? Training, serious training. And you don't need to take my word for it. You can search this. You know, look at Houston. Houston's one of the biggest hospital systems in the country. They were doing these type of drills and training and continue to do so. The sheriffs all across this country have been doing mass casualty events, upticks of school shootings, soft targets. And if you don't know what a soft target is, that's where you basically civilians will live and work, whether it's the shopping malls, movie theaters, all of these things. So why are they having drills? Why are they asking hospitals to train? Because they know something's coming. This is all part of the plan. This is what we do. We prep, we prepare in advance. We do trainings in advance. We had last year, it's been a year now, we had over 26 tons of ammonium nitrate go missing on a rail car headed to California. We have not tracked that down.
We reported on that. Yeah, you're right.
And so when you look at all of these, we reported on tunnels. Me and my team broke serious. Tunnels are not new. But what is new is the sophistication of some of these tunnels that we uncovered over 2 years ago, me and my team. And they, Biden's administration had three-letter agencies there and scientists looking at this one particular tunnel in the Yuma sector, fortified walls, ceilings, ventilation systems, rail systems, fiber optics, all of these things. We believe, and by the way, in California, in Newport, at one of their major ports, they had a nuclear small device drill. It was not a drill, by the way. They were actively looking for a small nuclear device. And so when you start coupling all of this information and all of this intel, you start putting together this puzzle. And people who work in intelligence security, we look at things from a 30,000-foot view, then we hone in and we start connecting the dots. We look at trigger points and actions, what and how this scenario possibly might play out. And so that's what we have here now. We are at a place in America where I believe, and many others, that we are at a turning point where we're going to see a lot of disruption. Unfortunately, I believe that there's going to be more bloodshed of American lives. And what we want to do is we want to prepare you.
I agree 100%. You're right up our alley on this. We deal with also another guy we deal with a lot. Is Dave Gobetz. He wrote the book with Paul Sperry, Muslim Mafia. So much of what you're saying is so consistent in what our guests have been saying, but for you to put it all together like you've done in a concise presentation is very powerful. I want to ask you this before I play a clip of a video that a documentary I think you're in with one of your speakers who comes to your conference, JJ. Do you believe these camps that you say are being set up in all 50 states, do you believe they're because there's going to be a bioweapon or a nuclear attack or dirty bombs and people are going to have to go there? Or do you believe those are being set up for dissidents, people who disagree with the government? What do you think they're for?
Well, they wouldn't be for any kind of nuclear fallout because the camps aren't set up to there's radiation. There's a lot of things that are involved in that. So I personally believe if I were looking at this, this is my opinion, my professional opinion. What a great way to set up under the noses of the American taxpayer to fund their own encampments, quite frankly. So if you disagree with how the globalists want to run our new system, our new way of life, this, or they even might say, oh, these are your shelters, right? Because there's attacks in New York City. So, you know, there is housing facilities that were bombed or, you know, fill in the blank of a scenario that could happen where a lot of people are displaced out of their homes. This could be a temporary facility that you're going to. There's a lot of reasons why we can use these encampments. And I believe there's going to be multiple reasons and multiple scenarios in different locations set up throughout the United States that these will be used for.
Well, those down in Texas that we've shown the videos of, you know, the drone footage of all these camps down there that we showed earlier in the program, sitting empty, that we've been doing since last year, you know, that has been, and I agree with you, by the way, I think this government's been captured by China, by Iran. I think they're doing the bidding. I think they're collapsing our government from within. They are operatives that have been bought off, blackmailed off, or in agreement with their ideology between China and Iran, without a doubt. Let me go to this little trailer for a movie coming out. What is Treason? I think you're featured in it, aren't you, Christy?
I'm one of many people that JJ has interviewed throughout the country.
And this is at whatistreason.com. Here, watch this.
That Joe Biden and his administration are traitors and they have committed treason against America. I only have one question for you. But before I ask that question, I want to take you back in time. We're going to transport everyone back to January 19th, 2021, the day before Joe Biden takes office. And I'm going to stand before you and I'm going to say I came from the future 4 years from now. And I'm going to tell you what this man's going to do. First day in office, he is going to sign 94 executive orders to eviscerate every immigration policy Donald J. Trump has put into effect. He will take a border that was the most secure border in American history and turn it on its head. Within 4 years, Joe Biden will have arrested over 12 million people. 250,000 of them will be special interest aliens, which in other words, in layman's terms, terrorists. They'll be arrested and released. Since the time he's become president in the 4 years, Joe Biden has created the world's largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history. He will have arrested and released over 500,000 unaccompanied alien children called UACs. Their ages are from infancy to 17 years old. They just release them to a nation that is the number one consumer of child pornography. Connect the dots. Our government is destroying America from within. I will not stand by and allow it to happen. That's why I'm going to go to across the nation, and I'm going to show you the manifestation of this treason. You're going to see crime that you can't even fathom. You're going to see the degradation of the social benefits and welfare for American citizens being ripped from them and given to illegal aliens. You're going to see cities like Chicago, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and you're going to see them divert tens of millions of dollars. In New York City, they're going to divert almost $12 billion for illegal aliens. The city of Chicago is brought to its knees. Social welfare, murder, crime, you can imagine hundreds of millions of dollars for illegal aliens. And I don't care about my residents. They can all pound sand. We are living in a world where our government hates us. And I am going to go on a journey, and I am going to prove it to you. And the question I have after all of this has been done, if I everything I tell you is the truth, and it is, do you call Joe Biden a patriot or a traitor?
Wow. And that's coming out 1024, full documentary 1024. We're working to get JJ on the broadcast as well. Okay, before I let you go, I want to also promote, any websites you want to promote. I know you've already promoted one. I have a bunch of video footage we're not going to have time to get to, so I need to get you back because let me play just one. Let me play one here. It's hard. Well, I won't say one because maybe I'll get so into this I'll play another one. But let me give you one right here. Here we go. Here we go, Caleb.
I want you to, America, I want you to listen to these words right now, because you've been hearing it here for 2 years, but this is a lieutenant commander. What did you used to do for this great nation?
So,
What branch were you in?
I was in the Army. I was Green Beret. I started out as a private, ended up a lieutenant colonel, and retired now. And my last job was on the border. I was in the Texas National Guard at the time. So this is part of a Marxist technique to do transfer migration that overwhelms systems. This system is overwhelmed. We cannot control this border. We cannot control it. And the needle in the needle stack are the ones, we call them tangos in my business, terrorists, who are bringing things across. Fentanyl, guns, human lives, to be traded on the open market. But the open market is in the shadows, where we're going to expose those shadows and we're going to bring it to light. And we've got to start here, because this is the starting point. Texas is the first domino for the flyover states. And if this falls, so shall the rest of the country.
Wow. And that's just one of many things that Christy has out there on her Instagram. What other websites do you want to promote before I let you go, Christy?
We do rescues with human trafficking. We save children when we can from the cartels and other areas. We're out on the front lines. I have bounties on my head, literally bounties on my head. I have full-time security. I have death threats against me and my organization, because we're fighting. We've been fighting for over 4.5 years now for you, the American people. We need your help. We work with peanuts. I don't take a salary. None of my team takes a salary. We have zero administrative costs at all. 100% of every money, every donation that you give goes to us uncovering and fighting everything for this country. We're laying it all down on the line. So if you want to give to us, go to our website. You can search Women Fighting for America. I promise you, it'll probably just pop up. Women Fighting for America, WFFA.win. And more importantly, I cannot stress enough, you have to be trained. Even if you think you're a prepper, even if you think you've served in law enforcement and military, depending on where you served, you might not have all of those tools you need. And quite frankly, we're going to need to be a family. We're going to need to be in unity together. We're going to need to be shoulder to shoulder, because let me tell you, they're going to give it all they can. And we're going to have to stand and fight like hell to save this great nation called America. And we cannot do it alone. America's worth fighting for. The red, white, and blue, she bled for you. Many men and women have died and fought for this great nation. We're going to have to sacrifice. And I'm asking you to stand up and sacrifice and join us in this fight. Women Fighting for America, please. If you can donate a dollar, donate a dollar. I love the widow's mite. But if you have bigger pockets and you can fund our operations, they will not, your dollars will not be in vain, I promise you. And you will be able to look at your children in the next future and say, you know what, the next generation, I did my part because I stood and I've helped fight for this great country. Women Fighting for America, we have always been on the front lines. We are uncovering and exposing the corruption. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I could sit here on your show for the next couple hours and give you a whole lot of information and intel and facts. And I would love to come back on.
We want you to come back.
Together. We have to fight together.
Yeah, we want you to come back. So you can just count on that. We'll be in communication. I hope folks will go to the website. I hope they'll support you. I hope they'll check out what you're doing. And we also look forward to trying to get JJ on. And so, again, thank you for all you're doing and for your generosity of your time tonight on a Friday night.
You know, Brennan, JJ's coming to be one of those trainers. He's an incredible human being. He's a credible patriot. He served his country well. And if you don't have his number, I'll be more than happy to set up an interview with him.
Excellent. Please help us do that. We would love that. Thank you.
Will do.
Thank you, Christy. So much. Christy Hutchinson checking in, folks. Check out her website. She gave them to you. Check out her social media. And we're going to definitely be getting her back.